WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
I'm really bad at that, but whatever the case, it's certainly dark and trick-or-treat time. And the weather looks like it's going to hold up. So grab a sack and get on outside and get yourself some candy. Welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. You know what today is. It's the day we've all been waiting for. And the folks up in Salem, they're going bananas. I guess I can't blame them. When you think of Salem, you think of witchcraft and ghouls and goblins. Otherwise, why would you go to Salem? Think about it. I mean, yeah, it's an ocean town. There might be a little good food, but it's about the witches. It's about the ghost. That's why people make their way up to Salem. Oh my goodness, what's going on around here? People are playing games. On this, the 31st of October, did you know that it's Girl Scouts Founders Day? I guess the Girl Scouts found the founders. And it's also Trick-or-Treat for UNICEF Day. I've mentioned it a couple of times, might as well bring it up again. Do you trick-or-treat for UNICEF, or did you ever trick-or-treat for UNICEF? And as I say that, I'm wondering, the kids that go out now, do they trick-or-treat for UNICEF? I can't recall anybody over the past 2 decades, maybe even longer. Maybe it's been 25, 30 years. I don't recall anybody when they rang the doorbell or knocked on the door, whatever the case may be, if they said trick or treat for UNICEF. Do they still do it? You know, I heard Mike Roberts report about New Bedford schools, no matter what's going to go down with the food stamps program, that New Bedford schools will still be serving meals in school. I found out about UNICEF through the school. I remember, I think back in first grade, somebody came into the classroom and they had these orange pumpkin like milk cartons. And that's when I had no idea what UNICEF was, but I found out that day and I took it home. I remember my mom, she's, what's that? I don't know. They gave it to us at school. Okay. 508-996-0500. Let's see. Oh, let me not forget. 47 or 45 for that matter was not alive. So he didn't make the cut. So today, we have only 4 presidents atop of Mount Rushmore, which was completed on this date in 1941. On this date in 2011, 7 Billion Day, the United Nations recognized the global population at 7 billion humans. Imagine that. 7 billion. Now, look, we're at 8 now. 2011, 7. 2011, the year, 7 billion people. The Brian's Beat quote of the day, it's as much fun to scare as to be scared. It's as much fun to be scared has to be scared. Let's try that again. It's as much fun to scare as to be scared. Vincent Price. This was definitely his time of year. You have a favorite actor, actress that really showed their colors around Halloween, did the spook films? And I got to be honest with you, I was never really much into those type of films. I know we used to do the creature double feature late at night, but yeah, I just was not into that stuff. I mean, it looked fake. It was fake. But I never got into it. Halloween is a lot of fun. I guess maybe I'm just one of those. I wasn't that big on Halloween. I never thought much about what costume am I going to wear or anything like that. A lot of people do. And I guess all the power to you. But as far as I can remember and was really concerned, Thanksgiving was just a few weeks away, then Christmas. And both of those were a hell more important to me than Halloween. And I guess that's how I kind of lived my life. So on this Halloween, are you handing out candy? And if so, what's in your basket? 508-996-0500. Trick? My goodness, this story came out late in the day, so we really didn't have it on our regular news today. Several law enforcement entities are investigating a burglary at a Massachusetts firearms school. The school is in Holliston, Mass. Surveillance video shows two suspects smashing the glass door of the front lobby, grabbing two semi-automatic rifles, and then they fled in a car. The car is described as a four-door, light-colored sedan. This story came from News Center 5. Now, isn't it amazing that with all of the cameras, you know, doing all the spying just about on every street corner, you can tell us that the vehicle, and this happened around 11:20 at night last night. So, yes, it was dark. But I'm sorry. We were talking the other day about how great our surveillance is, and I had a person try to convince me that with our surveillance, we can tell that there are drugs on those speedboats. Okay. We can tell there are drugs on the speedboats, but we can't tell what kind of car or the license plate of the vehicle that got away. Now, somebody could say, well, maybe they don't want to tell us. Okay. Well, you would tell us the color. You told us it was a sedan. We know that there were three people. You got that. You saw people smashing the window, going in, grabbing guns, coming out, and three people taking off. We know all that. But all you want to do is tell us it's a four-door, light-colored sedan? Whatever. I remember when I first heard the story or read the story, here's what came to mind. Are they Trump supporters or Trump detractors? That's what came to my mind. Are they for Trump or against Trump? Nothing else. I have no idea who these people are. I hope they're not looking for me. But it sounds like they knew exactly what they were doing, where they were going. They got what they wanted. They got out. And for all we know, with all the X-ray eyes up in the sky, We don't know the exact make and model of the car, or we're not being told. 508-996-0500 to get onto the program. Well, let's do a little homework from last night.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
There was some talk, maybe a little controversy, dealing with how many people in New Bedford are on SNAP, food stamps. I had a caller who mentioned that the New Bedford Light had a story that said that nearly half of New Bedford residents are on SNAP. And I listened back to make sure that I had that part right. Eleanor Bianchi put out the story on the 24th, so a week ago today, and she updated that story, I believe, on Thursday, yesterday. More than 1 million people in Massachusetts and about half of the households in New Bedford will not have access to SNAP food benefits starting on November 1 if the federal shutdown continues. Now that's, I don't want to say it's deceiving, because Eleonora writes where she got her info from. But what is nearly half of New Bedford households? Are we taking each and every house and figuring, well, there are 100 households, that nearly half would be 45, 46, 47, you know, like that? Are we talking about the number of people? Well, certainly when you say households, you're not talking about the number of people. So I don't have the exact number of households in the city of New Bedford. But a household could be one person, two people, eight people. So that's a little tricky when you say nearly half of the households in the city of New Bedford. Because we could be talking elderly, we could be talking two elderly, we could be talking one elderly living with a couple of adults and three kids under the age of 15. We just don't know. So to the caller, yep, you're right. That's what it said. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Department of Transitional Assistance here in the Commonwealth has to say about New Bedford. There are 34,763 people on SNAP. 34,763. Now, that's as of this year. I don't know the exact date. They use the census from 2020 to say that there are just over 101,000 people. There may be more, there may be less. At any rate, we can pretty much guesstimate that approximately one-third of New Bedford's population is on SNAP. 34,000 rounded to 35, and take your 101,000 rounded to 102. You're close. You're close to about a third of the population. Fall River. There are 32,519 people that are on SNAP. But Fall River's population, rounded off, is 94,000. So percentage-wise, there are more people in Fall River on food stamps than New Bedford. And frankly, I didn't know Fall River had anywhere near 94,000 people, but that's according to the census. Wareham, just under 5,000 people are on food stamps in Wareham. Their population, just over 23,000. What's the smallest number of people on the stamps in the backyard? Rochester, 294 people on food stamps in Rochester. Rochester has a population just over 5,700. Small town, small number of people on food stamps. What's next on the food stamp list? Mattapoisett. That right? Mattapoisett? Yep, Mattapoisett. With 367. Mattapoisett has a small population, 6,500, rounded off. Marion, 437 on food stamps, smaller population than Mattapoisett, 5,347. What is next on the list? Would that be Freetown? Yep, Freetown. Freetown has 813 people on SNAP, 9,200 and change for a population. So as you can see, this area has quite a few people that are on SNAP. I mentioned Fall River and New Bedford. Next in line, if you want to stretch the coffee break, so to speak, would be Taunton. 15,042 people are on SNAP benefits up there. Acushnet, for its population, has more than 1,200 people on SNAP. Westport has 1,800 people, four shy of 1,800 people on food stamps with a population of 16,300 and change. And Middleboro has a population over 24,000 and 3,315 on food stamps. Dartmouth, if you're curious, 3,442 on SNAP, population getting close to 34,000. See, after, is that right? Well, after Taunton, Dartmouth has the next highest, largest population. All right, so there you have it. So what's going on with the whole SNAP snafu right now? You've probably heard that two separate judges, one based out of Boston, the other Rhode Island, both ruled in favor of the 26 states that filed a joint lawsuit against the Trump administration to get these SNAP benefits paid forward. Both judges ruled that the Trump administration has to move forward here. They have to pay out. Now, what I found interesting, I can't speak for the Rhode Island judge, but I do know that the Massachusetts judge gave the Trump administration until Monday to figure out what the game plan is going to be. That stated, my guesstimation is nothing is going to change for tomorrow, November 1st. The next day is Sunday. Nothing is going to change. And then Monday, I could be wrong, but this is what I'm guessing, and it seems to follow the procedure of the Trump administration and many of these other cases. I believe, and I think even the courts, by giving the Trump administration until Monday, basically they were giving the administration time to do two things. One, to figure out how much money they're going to release for partial SNAP benefits and or two to come up with their appeal to send it to the next court. So there may be a decision that comes down on Monday, but I'm not surprised if this drags on past Monday. And I noticed that the five Senate Republicans, state Senate Republicans, have decided, hey, you know what? Let's go after Governor Healey and say, hey, release some of the money that we have, some of this rainy day fund money, so the people here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts don't go hungry. But did she do it? If she did, I don't know about it. Not that she's picking up the phone and saying, hey, Brian, just to let you know, I've decided to release the money. No, I'm not expecting that. But what I think would have been proper, again, coming from the guy that's not the big food stamp fan here, it would have been proper to beat the administration to the punch and release that money so the people know. You know, I guess there are people that on the first of the month get their food stamps. I think that's the way it works. They spread it out over X amount of days, so not everybody's rushing to the ATM to get money out or to go to the store. But some of those people must get their release or their relief on the first of the month so they can go to the local store and buy whatever it is that they're going to buy to put food on the table. But that's not going to happen. And while there might be some family, I think the average is $323. We all do some grocery shopping. I know I spend more than $323. I might be an exception to the rule because I buy organic. But I get the feeling $323 is not a lot of money, judging by the fact that I pay that and more for myself. For myself. So, I get the feeling that there are going to be people standing in long lines at these food banks. Sure would like to hear from them. I did reach out to see if somebody would want to come on and talk about it. So, you know, give people an idea where they can give money. I would suggest giving food, but if you want to give money, you can give money. I think the United Way is working in conjunction with some of these food banks. So it's up to you. I know people have asked me, well, where can I give? And I said, well, there's a Pace and a couple of other places, YMCA. But Governor Healey, last that I knew, there's no way that the state can backfill this money. And those who are able to, please contact your local food pantry, food bank, and see how you can support. I know two people, and it's not that I asked a whole bunch, but two people told me that that's what they were going to do. They were going to go to a food bank or pantry or whatever, so they can help out. But if you're wondering about the city of New Bedford and the amount of people that are indeed on some type of SNAP benefit, this is according to the Department of Transitional Assistance. In the city of New Bedford, there are 34,763 people that are listed as receiving SNAP benefits.
This is WBSM.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Here's what's happening this weekend on Town Square Sunday. School Superintendent Andrew O'Leary is announcing plans to continue providing breakfast and lunch at all New Bedford schools, despite federal cutbacks. You'll also have details on the new health center at New Bedford High School that's coming in January. And with the federal cutbacks, mobile ministry in New Bedford will be tested in the weeks ahead. We'll speak with the program director, George Bailey. And a family fun day is planned for November 8th at Old Rochester Regional High School. We'll tell you what's going on. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me for Town Square Sunday, Sunday morning at 6 and 11 on 1420 WBSM, 99.5 FM.
You know, most people are not business owners, but just about everybody knows one. The dirty little secret is most owners don't qualify for a bank loan because they lack collateral. At legitimate business funders, owners can get up to $2 million in funding with no collateral, even with a low credit score. And they can get that funding in a couple of days. Find legitimate business funders online at legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
As of the end of next week, SNAP benefits are going to be frozen. They go away. Donald Trump is the first president in U.S. history to cut off SNAP benefits to people in America.
Welcome back. Happy Halloween. I was watching a bit of the news during the commercial break, and they're showing live reports from Salem. And it amazes me the costumes that people come up with. And I can only think, with the economy the way that it is, rents sky high, going through the roof, how people can afford some of these costumes. You know, maybe a few people made their costumes and whatnot, but pretty darn lavish for the economy that we're in right now. 508-996-0500. Maybe you're dressed up, handing out candy on this Halloween night. I did listen to the Town Square Sunday promo by Jim Phillips, and he's got the superintendent of New Bedford Schools coming on this Sunday, and they're going to be talking about the money that they were able to come up with so they can keep the school breakfast and the school lunch programs going. This is local money. I don't know where they got the local money, but it's in the local bank account for New Bedford Schools, and they're going to be able to keep the food programs, hot lunch, hot breakfast, maybe the milk isn't so hot, going. The other thing I heard Jim mention is that the superintendent is going to be talking about the new health center. The new health center is scheduled to open at New Bedford High School starting in January. I don't know. Are you going to use it? If you live in the city of New Bedford, are you going to use the new health center? And I think a more important question, since it's at the high school, and it's meant for students, if you have a child, grandchild, you're a guardian of, do you, and your kid is at Nomandan or one of the lesser schools, so in other words, middle school or elementary school, do you want the school transporting your child over to this new health center to get checked out? Or would you prefer that the office of the school gives you a call and says, little Johnny or little Janie is not feeling well. I see that you've checked off the box that you don't want to us to send your child over to the New Bedford Health Center. You'd rather come pick up your child and either take the child home or to your personal doctor. That's what I would do. Not that I don't trust the people over at the New Bedford Health Center. They're the greater New Bedford Community Health Center. They're going to be the ones actually operating this health center. But I am highly, highly disturbed about the state of healthcare, not the quality of healthcare, but the state of healthcare. We were told 15 or so years ago that HIPAA was supposed to protect our information from prying eyes, other folks. It seems to me, and I could be wrong, I'm just going off of my own experience, but it seems to me it's harder for me to get a hold of my own information. I've got to jump through hoops and hurdles to get my own information. But when I'm sitting at home, this happened the other day. Not at home. I was sitting right here in this chair that I'm sitting in right now. My phone rang, and it was some person calling from some company who had my medical information, and he wanted me to move forward so he could send me some kind of doodad. I mean, he really torqued me, and I just wasn't interested. And so this isn't the first time I've gotten other calls, but more importantly, not so much that I've gotten the other calls. It's amazing how many organizations that I have no clue who they are, they've got my medical information. And it's because I must have signed something that I really didn't read carefully enough. My bad, my bad. I admit it. But that circulates my information far and wide. I do Hawthorne on Fonts Corner Road. That is my primary care place. I'm okay with the people at Hawthorne knowing what's going on. And if Hawthorne is affiliated with a hospital like it used to be with St. Anne's in Fall River, I'm okay with that. It's all part of the same chain. But Hawthorne shares my information with South Coast. I have no grudge against South Coast. But I'm sitting here, I'm saying, what the hell does South Coast have my information for? I didn't give it to them. Why are you sharing my information with South Coast? This is what I mean. This is the kind of stuff that really pisses me off. That doesn't sound like HIPAA working for me. And that, I remember Ted Kennedy. He was pushing HIPAA, pushing HIPAA, pushing HIPAA. Well, look what's happened. Is it just me? Is it really just me? 508-996-0500. Happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween to you too. I didn't do any Christmas. I didn't do any Halloween bags for you guys this year.
That's all right, but thank you. Thanks for the thought.
Yeah, and I didn't do the pies or cakes. I got to get better on my business.
Now I'm getting upset.
But no, Christmas. I'm going to do Christmas.
No, don't worry. Look, don't worry about it.
I want to talk about this HIPAA. I mean, you were so right, because I'm sitting here hearing about Greater New Bedford Health Center is going to be actually who's the within the school system.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a violation. There's so many legal ramifications I can see happening down the road. And the way you say it, and I hope it is, that parents can sign the saying, no, do not transfer my child. No, because honestly, you can't transfer it even if they had permission. I believe legally you cannot do that anyway. So I don't know. I think there's a fine line here. I think it's great that if a child, you know, like we all had the nurse. I had, you know, we all had that nurse in the school when you're sick and they call mom and, you know, okay, you know, fine, come pick her up. But yeah, no, this is like, I don't know, a whole nother ball game. And then the thing about this too, Brian, is the information. Your medical information now has been released to the school. The school is controlled by whom and what. And now you've got the city involved. Like, everybody knows.
I know.
Too much information out there.
Exactly. And
too much.
And what, more importantly to me, somebody gets paid a little extra money and that information goes to another organization.
A third party. It always goes to the second to the third. Always there's a third party. You've got to always read and look at your privacy policies, even on apps. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Now, Hawthorne, I know you go there because you mentioned it, you know, quite a few times over the time that you've been on the radio. And I went there once to get a brain scan, and the neurologist there, I had no idea. All of a sudden now I'm out of PrimaCare. I'm into South Coast. I couldn't believe it. And there was a data breach within Hawthorne, and it was huge. And then they say, now here's the thing about this, Brian, that ticks me off. They mail you a thing in the mail. It's just a piece of cardboard enough to make you not even realize that it's a warning about a data breach. But it has your name, and it's telling the mail carrier, anybody that if it fell out of her bag on the ground, there's your name, and it's saying front to back, this little cardboard, like a postcard, saying that there's been a data breach, call this number, blah, blah, blah. And here's the thing. When you call these companies that are protecting you on a data breach, they literally, and I swear, hands down, I know this for a fact, if you do your research, you'll realize this. They sell your information after saving your data, getting it back, going to bat for you. They sell your data, Brian, to a
third party. I know.
Third party.
I mean, a lot of the time they actually write that information in their disclaimer that they do release certain information to third party, whatever they call them.
So that's a catch-22 situation right there. I never even get involved. I figure, whatever, it is what it is. I'll deal with it when I get to it. I had my, you know, I don't know.
By then it's too late.
Well, you know, so I'm waiting now to get my little money. You know, like, you don't have to participate in that. But here's the thing, back to, this is too much privacy being put out with these schools to the city that's running them, and then, even the mayor, I don't know. Who's got all this information now? It's just too much, Brian. The big brother's everywhere, just everywhere.
I hear you loud and clear. Trick
all
or
right,
treat.
You have a good night.
There's your trick right there.
Okay.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
508-996-0500. It's scary to have people you don't know with that information. And look, it could be me being naive. Let me just say it like that. But if you go back over the past, just the beginning of September, I think Labor Day was on September 1st, a Monday. We've had police officers who have breached the public trust. We see and hear everything that's been going on with the Karen Reed trials of people that were investigators somehow getting caught up in something. Prosecutors. These are people that somehow, some way, they passed the government sniff test. What just happened with one of Maura Healey's deputies out in Western Massachusetts, bagged with drugs? These people get paid tax dollars. And now we've got folks in the medical industry swapping our information like they're passing out cards at a card table. And so am I a little leery? Pardon the pun with the name and the superintendent of schools. But yes, I am leery about what's going to be happening when kids start going to this community health center that's going to be based at New Bedford High School. Now, am I worried about the nurses handing out drugs, aspirin, whatever? Maybe. Am I worried about some of the other things that could happen, like prenatal? I shouldn't say prenatal. What would be the birth control type talking? Not that a nurse isn't qualified for that type of conversation, but that's a family matter, not a school matter. And if you're coming from the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center, downtown New Bedford, and now you are positioned inside of New Bedford High School or adjacent to New Bedford High School, your hat has changed. You're now maybe not entitled a school employee, but you're dealing with school people, in particular, children. And once again, I think it, as a father, I don't want the school meddling in personal affairs of my family. Now, you might be different, and that's fine. Everybody's welcome to their opinion, but once they're in that school, it's own jungle. And I don't mean to badmouth the school by calling it a jungle, but it's its own being. It's its own beast. And it's difficult enough for an outsider to get inside. You've got your child in there, and you want to get to your child, and the school personnel won't let you get to your child. How many times have we heard of cases where something has gone awry with your child, and school personnel separate you from the kid? And how many times, look, I've done stories about it on this station and on other stations here in the Commonwealth and in the country, around the country, where Department of Social Services, as it used to be called, it's now DCF, I think, Children and Families, they come up with some type of reason, which I guess on the books looks reasonable, but to the family member, they have no clue as to why they've been separated from their child. And it could just mean something that came up in a family conversation. And that family conversation went from home into the school, and it got mentioned to a nurse or a school resource officer or a teacher or an assistant principal or a sports coach. And the next thing you know, your kid isn't coming home that night. I'd love to say I'm making this up, but there have been too many cases. We know this happens. We try to close our eyes to this stuff. But to me, adding a school-based health center is going to make that number climb. I just feel it in my bones. And you couple that with the prior conversation about our information just being lost to whom, it's like it's going to go into a black hole. And then when you get it in that black hole, you try retrieving it. all of this is going to happen, and it's going to multiply. It's going to multiply with that school-based health center.
WBSM.
I may you, you know it's true. Mr. Potato Head, I may you. I say it's nothing else to. Mr. Potato Head, I may you.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. That's 800-221-6085.
Back to Brian's Beat.
They're coming in health care. They're coming in food assistance. They're coming in housing assistance. We could drain that rainy day fund in a week. We just cannot backfill all these federal cuts, nor should we backfill all these federal cuts.
Priority should be reopening the government so that we don't have to contend at the state level with things that we are ill-equipped to handle.
Well, I hope you're having an excellent trick-or-treating type of Friday night. It is a Friday night. World Series gets back underway. Game 6 up in Toronto. Does it end tonight or does it go to a Game 7 on Saturday? 53 in Fall River, 53 in Wareham, 54 in New Bedford. I'm Brian, back 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.